This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, wait on the roots. The roots, the roots, the roots on fire. Welcome to the show. You know, this is how smart the people running our country are. They want to kill coal. They want to stop all building of coal plants. They even want to kill clean coal. They want to kill the energy business. They want to bankrupt the energy companies. And China's coal output hits a multi-year high at the very moment that the climate conference just ended, right? China is just spewing out pollution, spewing out climate change, if you want to call it that. China's state-run Global Times boasted last week during day 7 of the climate conference in Scotland that coal output has reached the highest level in years. So China's vast array of carbon-spewing fired power plants can ensure energy supply security and residential heating during the winter. China, the world's worst polluter, built three times as many coal plants as all of the nations combined in 2020. Okay, think about America. Think about Texas, what happened last year. People were freezing. It failed. Our entire energy system failed in Texas because it's built around green energy. You never saw anywhere in America the system going down based on coal. China's smart. October saw China importing 26.9 million tons of coal, a 96% increase over the previous year. Wow. China's buying coal. China's making coal. China's plants are spewing coal. Well, we're getting rid of coal, and we're going to freeze, and our electric system's going to go down, just like Texas. How stupid. Oh, yeah, really? The Rittenhouse trial just went to the jury. I'd expect that to be an innocent in about 5 minutes. And when it happens, you expect some riots in Wisconsin. I don't think in the whole country, because you know what? You know what the key to this case is? Why no one should be scared of this? The guys he shot were all white. The guy doing the shooting was white, and the people he shot were white. Why would there be riots? I see, like, the police are mobilizing, and everybody's scared. There's no riots here. There's no Black Lives Matter going to riot. Why are they going to riot? I guess they'll riot because a white guy got off. But the white guy got off shooting white guys. So they shouldn't care. I don't think it's going to be a big deal outside of Kenosha. They're probably going to burn Kenosha down a second time. Antifa. Chris is in my ear saying they're going to tip over the cows. I did not grow up in a farm community, so I don't even know what that means. You push a cow over?
So you've obviously never grown up in the Midwest. So yeah.
I've heard the saying, you tip them over. Yeah. Do they not get up on their own?
Yeah, pretty much. But, you know, Wisconsin, you know, spending a day in Wisconsin is like spending a month there. So I'm just saying.
You mean because it's so exciting?
Oh, it's like Times Square on Quaaludes.
There you go. Well, listen, if your life is cheese, it's okay. It's pretty cool. If you like cheese, it's all good. All right, let's switch to the fact that Democrats are so stupid that they're winning over Republicans everywhere. People are changing to the Republican Party. Everybody sees what kind of crackpots are running the Democrat Party. Wild-eyed, radical communists. Texas House Democrat switches to the Republican Party and says many of us are waking up. Texas State Representative Ryan Gillian, longtime Democrat, switching to the GOP, announced many of us are waking up to the fact that the values of those in Washington are not our values, not the values of most Texans. And then he says, friends, Something is happening in South Texas, and many of us are waking up to this. The ideology of defunding the police, of destroying the oil and gas industry, and the chaos at our border is disastrous for those of us who live here in South Texas. Wow. He spent nearly two decades in the Texas legislature. He has been rated the least liberal Democrat in the House, by the way. You're not going to win over liberal Democrats. They have the communists ruining our country. You're not going to win over communists and make them Republicans, but you're going to win over the people who are kind of moderate, at least for Democrats. Let me tell you something. If Bill Clinton ran for president today, he'd have to run as a Republican. Bill Clinton couldn't run as a Democrat. They'd laugh him out of the party. You know, if he was the same Bill Clinton back in the 1980s, 1990s, they'd run him out of the party. Was he president from 92 to 2000, right? That was when George W. Bush won in 2000. So 92 to 2000 was Clinton. You know, he was handsome. He was white. He was moderate. He went along with some tax cuts after initially having a tax raise. He went along with welfare as we know it is over. Oh, he could not be a Democrat. Chairman Matt Rinaldi added, he's proud to welcome Guillen to the Republican Party. And I'm sure there's many, many, many more to come. Because anyone could see the insanity of the Democrat Party. Anyone could see they're ruining our country. They're ruining our lives. They're destroying everything America stands for. Something is happening. Well, I agree. Something is happening. People are starting to wake up. And I guess this is one of the reasons. Okay, Washington State votes to count every single vote, even if they're mailed in on napkins. This is what you're dealing with. Votes to count even if they are mailed in on napkins in Washington State. See, the Democrats know they've turned everybody off. See, they're wild-eyed radicals. They're not going to change their views. They're wild-eyed radicals. But they'd like to win elections. So they realize that if they're going to push through at gunpoint all of their worst policies, everyone's going to leave the party and no one's going to vote for them. So guess what they have to do? Just double up on stealing elections, rigging and stealing elections. So all I could tell you is that the more votes they get through with no voter ID, the better chance they have to defeat Republicans. The more votes that are counted, what's that word called? Ballot harvesting. It's never good for Republicans. And the more they count votes after election night, it's bad for Republicans. So they're going to push to make all these things permanent. Permanent. So it's definitely an incredible situation now where the country's turning red Republican, but we're still going to lose elections because the elections are stolen. Steve Bannon, by the way, after his court appearance today, Steve Bannon is a great friend of mine and a great patriot. We love him. This is going to be the misdemeanor from hell, he said, for Merrick Garland, that's the Attorney General of the United States, communist, Nancy Pelosi, communist, and Joe Biden, brain-dead, dementia-laden communist. So Steve Bannon appeared before a judge for his misdemeanor charges of contempt of Congress. And he said, I'm telling you right now, there's going to be the misdemeanor from hell. Joe Biden ordered Merrick Garland to prosecute me from the White House lawn when he got off Marine One. We're going to go on offense. We're tired of playing defense. We're going to go on offense on this. Stand by. So he emerges from court defiant and determined to fight back. And I saw another sentence. I think he said that he's going to take down the whole Biden administration. And by the way, Boris Epstein has been a guest on the show many times. He's, I guess he's basically an advisor to Bannon and a friend of Bannon. He's on Bannon's show and a lot. And the regime is holding Bannon in handcuffs while he awaits his hearing on a misdemeanor. So they have him in handcuffs while he's being charged with a misdemeanor. I mean, it's ridiculous. So I hope he's right. It's not just bluster. Hope he really plans to take down the entire Biden administration. Because if you want America to survive, you have to take down the Biden administration. Right? The things that are going on are so incredible. You know, you just can't believe. Here's an article you need to hear. The vaccinated are dropping dead in plain view as Fauci and the media admit total vax failure while pimping more booster shots for the gullible. It's now official, right? Because Fauci was on the morning shows yesterday, and he did an interview on the New York Times podcast. And Tony Fauci admitted that vaccines aren't working and vaccinated people of every age are getting sick and dying. Here's his exact quote. They are seeing a waning of immunity, not only against infection, but against hospitalization and to some extent death. Isn't that what Wayne Root said? And the New York Times said Wayne Root's misleading people? It's okay, I answered them back and they never said another word. Because I hit him in the face and knocked him unconscious. That's what I did to the New York Times. I socked him in the face and broke their nose with my answer. I gave them facts. They can't stand facts. They think facts are misleading. Everything I ever said came true. Fauci just admitted the vaccines don't work, hospitalizations are up, and deaths are up. And it isn't just the elderly. Statistics show young people are getting sicker for this vaccine. It's waning to the point you're seeing... This is Fauci talking. It's waning to the point that you're seeing more and more people getting breakthrough infections, and more of those people who are getting breakthrough infections are winding up in the hospital. This is months after months of claiming vaccines had 95% effectiveness, and they were so safe and effective, everyone should be jabbed multiple times, and suddenly it's all changing. And by the way, there's a growing list of soccer players and young sports professionals who are literally dying on sports fields across America. I mean, I just can't wait to see the horror of an American NFL football player dropping dead in the middle of a game. But it's going to happen. I guarantee you it's going to happen. We already lost one of the referees driving home from a football game. He died of a heart attack in his car. Man, that's just a little coincidence. Well, everyone who's dropping dead is like 50, 60 years old. 56-year-old men are dropping dead like flies of heart attacks. And the answer to all this, Fauci says, is more booster shots. As if a third injection will magically make the vaccine work, when the first two are total failures. For the record, the booster shot is another full dose of the exact same crap that's being loaded into the first vaccines. Bad news. Bad news, folks. Don't fall for it. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com.
Hello folks, J.P. Hoffman here, founder of the Liberty Projects. Every year, iconic symbols of American freedom, the Veteran and Wild Mustang, needlessly die. Wild Mustangs are auctioned off and disappear. Veterans are denied, forgotten, and rejected. But the Liberty Projects is changing this. At our ranch, we unite veterans and horses, where they learn practical skills while addressing anxiety, fear, and helplessness. As veterans ourselves, we understand the red tape vets and their loved ones face. So now, our trained Mustangs go into service work. And our veterans, well, they learn a new skill. We know horses cannot ask for help and many vets just won't. So get involved today. Go to vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com to donate or volunteer your time. America, we love our vets and horses, and we know you will too. Go to vetsandhorses.com today.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Tangible Investments is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Tangible, among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. If you haven't gotten the idea by now that you have to buy gold to protect yourself from the coming inflationary disaster that's enveloping this country, I'm sorry, but you're not very smart. I got to tell you, even my fans, you can't be that gullible, that thick, that clueless. It's not possible. If you don't believe this is real, permanent, massive inflation, hyperinflation, stag inflation coming, and to neutralize it, you've got to own some gold and silver. And Tangible has the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealer in the country, so they can afford to give you incredible deals. I asked them to give you an incredible deal, and they came up with selling you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. No one in America does that. You won't find one dealer in America to match that, let alone beat it. Just 1% over the New York spot price for gold. Who does that? No one anywhere. Just say Root. R-O-O-T, when you call Tangible, get your gold at a price no one in America can match. Offers limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible. Toll 800-384-41, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root to get the best deal, 800-384-41, or go online, TII1.com. So, the vaccinated are dropping dead, left and right. And Fauci just admitted it. He was literally on the podcast for the New York Times. And again, it's how you say things. He said it very subtly, but he said that the vaccine's worn out. The immunity's worn out. It's wearing off quickly, and there's lots of breakthrough infections, lots of hospitalized, and lots of dead people who've been double-vaxxed. So you got to go get a booster. That's his answer. Can you imagine being anyone being so dumb they would believe that? Hard to believe. But, you know, not only did Fauci admit that, but the Associated Press now admits vaccinated people are spreading COVID and filling hospitals. The mainstream media finally starting to admit that the fully vaccinated are responsible for America's hospitals being overrun with sick and dying patients. The only problem is the media solution is the same one as Fauci. Fauci says people are dying because it's wearing off, so you got to go get a booster, which is more of the same stuff. But the first signs of a cracking narrative came from the Associated Press this weekend. They expressed confusion over the fact that new cases of COVID are spiking in New Mexico despite a high injection rate. The state reinstated a mask mandate alleging this would cure the spike, and the opposite happened. And the media started running with the narrative that people need to get booster shots in order to flatten the curve and stop the spread. New Mexico's running out of intensive care beds despite the state's above average vaccination rate, lamented Carla Johnson, an AP reporter. Waning immunity may be playing a role. No, actually, Carla, people are dropping dead of heart attacks, strokes, blood clots, and immune disease left and right, separate from COVID. She says people who are vaccinated early and have not yet received the booster shot may be driving up the infection numbers. When will they ever stop lying? They're wrong and wrong and wrong and wrong. These people are never right in their lives. And by the way, Carla Johnson from Associated Press has no evidence to back up this claim. I mean, it sounds nice to her boss at AP, which would, of course, fire her if she ever dared to suggest that the vaccines are actually to blame. But the story is just there for everyone to see. As of this writing, Vermont, the most vaccinated state in the country, is seeing a massive surge in COVID hospitalizations. Vermont is now seeing more new cases of COVID week by week than it ever saw during the peak of the pandemic last year before the jabs were officially introduced. So to say that, oh, well, everyone needs a booster is actually pretty funny. Nobody could be that stupid. Nobody. I'm trying to find the article that I put aside over the weekend, but I have so many articles here. By the way, you know, if you're conservative, anything you do gets you in trouble. If you're liberal, you get away with everything. And so I'm just laughing because you remember there was that terrible concert in Houston, that rap concert a week ago. And one of the big shots who performed was Drake, who's a black singer and a black rapper. It was the Astroworld Festival in Houston. 9 people trampled to death. The day after, all the rappers are like, we're so sorry. We are so respectful of our fans. We're such nice people. The day after 9 people died, hundreds were injured, he drowned his sorrows by showing up at a Houston strip club and dropped $1 million. Area 29 strip club in Houston. He dropped $1 million on strippers in the private dance room. I can imagine what they did. It wasn't dancing.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The big infrastructure bill is in the books. President Biden signing the $1.2 trillion measure during a bipartisan event on the South Lawn of the White House. Regarding the bill, the president reminding everyone,
no one earning less than $400,000 a year will pay a single penny in federal tax.
A new Politico Morning Consult survey found 50% support overall for the legislation. That's down from 58% earlier this year. The EPA is putting final touches on a national recycling strategy. It will be the first such policy from the EPA and seeks to hit a 50% national recycling rate by the year 2030. EPA Chief Michael Regan saying in a statement that the nation's recycling system is in need of critical improvements. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Alaruth, Sons of Liberty, sponsor of this segment of the show. And preventing illness, staying healthy, building your immune system. That's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsor of CBD, they've been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. You heard me, spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. A lot of people hate taking pills. So now you spray your vitamins. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. And for my listeners, GoSonsOfLiberty.com. That's the website. GoSonsOfLiberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. GoSonsOfLiberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose GoSonsOfLiberty.com and use the code WAR15 to get 15% off. We've got our guest here, Dr. Fred Simon, a medical doctor, small businessman, conservative Republican candidate for governor of Nevada, SimonForGovNV.com, SimonForGovNV.com. Dr. Fred Simon, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Wayne.
Yes. Now, you were actually at the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons event, AAPS, with the leading experts on COVID. You were there with Dr. Robert Malone, the inventor of the mRNA vaccine, Dr. Peter McCullough, who's a cardiologist from Texas, Dr. Li Mengyan, the whistleblower from China. And what did you find out hanging out with such an esteemed group of doctors at this Association of American Physicians and Surgeons event?
Well, I got to tell you, hanging out with all of them, plus a gentleman by the name of Dr. Ursa from Houston, kind of the expert on therapeutics, and Dr. Cole from Idaho. Here's the bottom line. There is all more to this than just a lockstep worldwide shutdown because of the vaccine and the virus and money. You know, Rand Paul belongs to this organization. We're less than 6,000 independent doctors. And everybody collaboratively agrees that something dark and deep is going on, like a totalitarian taking over of all of the world from a global standpoint. None of this makes educational sense. Or medical
right.
sense, period.
Right, right. I know,
but I'm going to tell you what it's going to take. It's going to take constitutional conservatives to save Nevada and this country, period.
Well, I get that, but let me argue back with you a little bit, okay? I'm not arguing, but I'm going to tell you something that doesn't make sense to me. So you just said a lot of these doctors agree with you and me that something is really wrong and this vaccine is killing people and hurting people and doesn't seem to be stopping COVID. As a matter of fact, the more vaccinated a state is, the more COVID cases it has. So it's giving you COVID. It's making you weak to COVID. So how come no doctors are really speaking out about this? If you say the doctors already know something's wrong, but you don't see doctors speaking out, and the answer must be they're afraid to lose their license.
They're afraid to lose their license, their privileges, their practices. About 70% of doctors in this country belong to the government, insurance companies, and hospitals. And the hospitals are not our friends. They're totally shutting all of this down. They're not offering therapeutics. In fact, they're withholding all kinds of therapy. And we're seeing a huge death rate in our elderly population on purpose. This is a type of genocide. Let's just take Egypt, for instance. There's only 3% of people in Egypt that are vaccinated, and they only have 14 cases per 100,000. And you go to Israel, where that's greater than 80% are vaccinated, and they're seeing 5,000 cases a day. The breakthrough in relationship to the people who are vaccinated, if nobody believes that's not true, the data's all there. So Israel's now in their third and fourth doses of boosters, and people are dying. And this is not a vaccine. And doctors all across the country have been neutered. It shows you the lack of ethical and moral justice in this country. And you can't trust the doctors. You can't trust the hospital.
Yeah, you know, I'm with you. We're talking to Dr. Fred Simon, by the way, who is a small businessman and a medical doctor, an MD, who is running for governor of Nevada, simonforgovnv.com. So what was the actual feedback you received from these doctors? They said something's going wrong. They said something doesn't smell right. They said this is vicious. This is terrible. People are dying. But do they have an answer? What's the solution?
The solution is you don't comply to the government. You have a huge issue going on, and it's in every sector of our lives. It is a nefarious partnership of government and big business. In healthcare, it's big pharma, it's big industry, it's big hospital systems. And they're trying to control the money, they're trying to control the narrative, and it goes even deeper than that. When we looked at it, we sat there and went, one, we can't comply. We can't tell our patients to comply. We have to be independent physicians. We have to try and convince people to do the right thing. And you're pushing against the momentum of mass media propaganda and money from all of the big pharma who's made over $40 billion off these shots that do not stop the disease. And when we get down to it, Wayne, we as a group basically said we need to depend on therapeutics. If you go to Egypt, they don't have a whole lot of problems because these poor countries have used hydroxychloroquine
and ivermectin. Right.
Okay, and it works.
Right.
Now, why aren't we having that? Because you have a governor in Nevada who's practicing medicine without a license, which is a felony. But nobody does anything about it.
Are you worried?
The more you speak out, the more you're a target.
Are you worried about you losing your medical license, Dr. Fred Simon, for telling the truth on the Wayne Allyn Root Show? Could you lose your medical license?
Sure, I could. I've lost privileges. I have been targeted because I'm not vaccinated. And so the window is narrowing on all of us who live what we believe and advise people to do the right thing. There are hundreds and thousands of people during a period of time in their 30s and 40s that had untimely deaths. Let me put it that way. Untimely deaths, all associated with getting the shot.
Yeah, I have no doubt. But by the way, one of my best friends dropped dead just literally 3 weeks ago, and he was 49 years old. He had a stroke and a heart attack. I'm not going to say more. I don't want to ever mention his name or have his family mad at me because I'm using him as an example. He's just a great friend. I cried. I loved him very much. He was expected to be at my wedding this weekend. He had just texted me how much he wanted to be at my wedding. He dropped dead of a heart attack or stroke at the age of 49. I know that was vaccine-related. As soon as I asked, they said, yes, he was vaccinated. Why do you ask? Well, why do I ask? Because if he was vaccinated, and he's 49, he dropped dead of a stroke and a heart attack. That's exactly what's happening all across America to people who are vaccinated. This is all vaccine-related.
Why can't we count deaths in the first 2 weeks?
Right.
The complications that occur in the first 2 weeks.
By the way, you know what I found out, Fred?
Behind us?
Fred, I'm sure you know this. This is what I found out. It's not just the first 2 weeks. I thought it was the first 2 weeks after getting vaccinated, they count you as unvaccinated if you die. But I found out it's worse than that. That's after the second vaccine. There's 2 weeks where you're counted as vaccinated if you die. But after the first jab, it might take you a month to get the second jab. The whole month you count as unvaccinated until you get the second jab, and then another 2 weeks. So, I mean, you're talking about a 6 or 8 week period where everyone who dies, they count as unvaccinated, even though they're all vaccinated.
And what about all the recurrence of cancers that have occurred and people dying from that?
I've heard. Yeah, I've heard there's a massive overdose of people, you know, with cancer all over their body who thought they had beaten it and they were in remission. All of a sudden, it came back within 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 2 months of getting vaccinated. And again, the doctors will say, won't they, Fred, that's a coincidence. You can't prove one is related to the other. That's what they'll say, right?
Well, that's why how they have this whole thing set up with all of these chemicals that are in this shot. Yeah, it's made so that we can't really go back scientifically and tell unless we really go forensically and try and get autopsies.
Right. Well,
so,
we should.
You know, when we look at this, we've got to get an autopsy on every single patient that dies like this.
Yes, I heard in Germany, the top pathologist in the whole country did an autopsy on just 8 people who had died, and they were all double vaccinated, and they died, and when he checked their bodies out, they were just filled with blood clots throughout every ounce of their body. Blood clots everywhere. This thing creates blood clots like crazy. How the hell are we allowing this to happen?
Well, I'll tell you what one of the things that we did all come up with and agree, and there's no definitive science on this yet, but there's these cells called periocytes that are around vascular structures. And what they've seen in some of the pathology is a increased size of these periocytes, which push on the vessels and cause clots. And it's recurrent over and over and over.
Hey, Fred, stay with me during the break. I'm fascinated by this conversation. I want to keep going. I want to ask you what you would do as governor about the vaccine mandates, what you would do about vaccines for children, how you would fix our health care system. And we're hearing not from a politician, but from a old-school medical doctor, MD, Dr. Fred Simon, who's thrown his hat in the ring for governor of Nevada, conservative Republican. Dr. Fred Simon, his website, simonforgovnv.com. Simon, S-I-M-O-N, for gov. GovNV.com. Stay with us through the break. We'll take more on the other side from Dr. Fred Simon. This vaccine mandate nightmare that we're all undergoing. We'll be right back. War. I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently. Remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Just in time for Christmas giving, the classic MyPillow bundle available right now through MyPillow.com. You've heard me talk for over 3 years now about how MyPillow has given me a better night's sleep. Well, now you can get a standard queen or king size MyPillow for as low as $19.98, and they'll be delivered in plenty of time for Christmas giving. This classic MyPillow bundle includes a press and pack bag so that you can put the MyPillow in the press and pack bag, pack it away for the holidays, and take it to wherever you go. You can also wrap it that way. Perfect for your Christmas giving. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, and click on the classic MyPillow bundle. Save yourself a bunch of money on a MyPillow right now by going to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's all simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've been on the program since November, and I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat in just the first 3 months and gained 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all of the details, click on the red button, watch the masterclass. It's free, or cut to the chase. Just join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. Go now to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895, energizedhealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio Network. Oh, here it is. I'm looking around. I got so many notes in front of me. It's crazy. I was looking to make sure I had Dr. Fred Simon's website in front of me. SimonForGovNV.com. Simon for, F-O-R, Gov, G-O-V, N-V for Nevada.com. Dr. Fred Simon is a medical doctor here in Nevada, small businessman, and he's a candidate for governor of Nevada. But it's just refreshing talking to a guy who is, clearly not a government lackey or a big pharma lackey who just parrots whatever the experts say you're supposed to say to sound like you're part of the cool in-team, the woke in-team. Dr. Fred Simon, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Wayne.
So let's say tomorrow, you become governor of Nevada, and that's your plan. What would you do to stop this madness? What could you do? Do you have any idea what you're allowed to do as the governor of the state to stop vaccine mandates and mask mandates and lockdowns and all the silly things that have gone on under this idiot Sisolak?
Sure. You have a lot of power and control at the governor level, and you can do it judiciously. But first and foremost, I would start out and I would fire everybody on the health board, period. Gone. Second, no mask mandates, no vaccine mandates for National Guard, if I can push that. Nobody for county, municipal, city workers. All that would be gone. Next thing that we would do is we would have over-the-counter therapeutics available for every Nevadan, and all they would have to do is walk in, get counseled by a pharmacist, and off they'd go. Hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, all kinds of other drugs. We've got about 10 of them that work. But we do know without fact, that we have a problem with people saying science, 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 and they don't follow it. So there isn't fact to that science. The fact is these therapeutics work very well, and when you get them early, 90% of people don't end up in the hospital. They end up in the hospital. So that's where you start. You provide that. We're going to have to do better testing. We're going to have to make absolutely sure people understand this virus isn't going away. In fact, the virus from the 1918 flu is still around. Fauci created this virus to be with us on a very, very long term aspect. And we still don't have enough science on the virus, its replication, its ability to mutate, to really have a forward-thinking process, except that we do know right now vaccines are making it worse.
Yeah,
then in addition to that, we're going to have to fix the hospitals and the care. And we're going to have to provide independent physicians in all these communities that don't have doctors.
Now, you
I've been through the state, Urington, Fernley, Hawthorne, Maoka Valley, Tonopah. No doctors whatsoever, Wayne.
What do you say, no doctors whatsoever? What are you trying to say? I don't get it, Fred.
They don't have any doctors in any of these communities.
In these small towns, they have no doctors?
They've all been sucked up by the industrial healthcare complex.
Well, I hate to say...
The hospitals have usurped all of the doctors.
I don't want to offend you as an MD, but that's probably why they're all healthy there. They're all sick and dying in Las Vegas because there's too many doctors listening to the government and the governor. The cities without doctors, people probably take a couple of vitamin C's and aspirin, and in 3 days it goes away. I mean, this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my lifetime. It's the flu. It's got a 99.9% survival rate, and that should mean recovery rate. There's no reason to make a big deal about it. One of my best friends has COVID right now, and it's like he had a cough for a few days, he had a fever for a few days, and now he's fine. This is ridiculous, the big deal they're making of it. You know, in India, Dr. Fred Simon, they had the worst COVID outbreak in the world, and the media was saying it was going to turn into a catastrophe of epic proportions. So what did they do? They handed out ivermectin and vitamins to the entire population. Antibiotic, ivermectin, and vitamin C, vitamin D, and zinc to the entire population, and they killed COVID. It's gone.
Right. They did it to every province but one. And what province ended up having the substantial high COVID rate? The one where they used as a control.
Right. Isn't that interesting?
So, absolutely agree with you. Here's the issue, though, with health care in this state, is that there's no transparency. Deductibles are high. Premiums are high. There's no doctors available. People can't get access. Physicians are unhappy. And we have a piss-poor healthcare system in Nevada, all due to the industrial healthcare complex, this government, big business cooperation and partnership. And that needs to be taken care of immediately.
All right, Dr. Fred Simon, medical doctor, MD, small businessman, conservative Republican candidate for governor of Nevada. His website is simon4gov, govnv.com. Dr. Fred Simon, we wish you a lot of luck. You're a brilliant guy. Wish we had more doctors brave like you. You have a lot of balls, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you, Wayne. We'll talk to you again.
All right. I'm probably the only host in America who tells people running for governor that I like them because they have a lot of balls. But I'm a one-of-a-kind host. What can I tell you? Nobody else says things like that, but it's completely true. And it's the reason why we should vote for politicians. Because what we got right now in America is a bunch of ballless politicians. That's what we have. And I'm not just talking about Democrats. I'm about Republicans. It's Democrats who have the balls. They're in the minority, and they think they can ram through stuff that destroys the United States and turns us into a communist country, bankrupts all of us, and takes our jobs away. And Republicans' response is nothing. They're ballless.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.